This is the story of a mouse that me and my little brother found in the middle of a snowstorm. And we felt sorry for it, and despite all of our better judgment, we decided to take it home and ended up trying to take care of it. Okay, here's my little brother.
It was in a little patch of snow, and it was small and brown and fuzzy and warm, and I'll stop now.
And then I put my finger closer to it, and it
climbed on.
Unlike a normal mouse.
And stayed there. Okay, so basically this mouse ate a lot, peed, then slept.
By the time that we had put it in the Kleenex box with all the food and the liquid and it had gone to sleep, what was its name?
Its name was Samson, I think. Samson or Momousus.
Because why did we choose to name it Samson?
Because we had been playing Samson by Regina Spektor for the last couple days. No, we were singing parodies of that song regarding the snow, like, "You are my sweetest snowfall."
Oh, like, "I found you first."
Yeah. "I found you beneath the sheets of snowfall lies my mouse."
Got it. But just put it on the CD towers, turn up the lights, and walked away.
And then chaos ensued.
And then you put out your bed to sleep in the living room on the floor.
I'm almost asleep, okay? Yeah. I'm like almost asleep. My eyes were closed, and then all I hear is, "Guys, bad news."
The box it was in is now on the floor sideways, and there's no mouse inside.
Okay, at that point, I run to the computer, go to Google, and type in how to catch a mouse in the house.
I found a quite ingenious contraption online. The humane mousetrap, it was pretty clever, no?
Yeah. You take the piece of cheese, and you put it in a cardboard tube, and you balance that tube over the lip of a basket. So basically the mouse climbs up the ramp, goes in the tube toward the cheese, and the tube and the cheese and the mouse will all fall into the basket.
We set this up using a Scrabble board, a scarf, cardboard tube, and my wastebasket.
5:45 a.m.
5:58. You remember these times before.
I hear the tube falling back into the basket. I spring out of bed, run to the closet, look in the bucket. Oh my god, the mouse was trapped inside, running around the bottom of the basket like a crazy mouse. Well, I was like, "Ha-ha, you stupid little mouse. I mean, I love you. I mean, I hate you. I mean, stay in the basket forever." And then I went back to bed.
Now, we didn't know what to do with the mouse.
This is where Amo comes in.
She picks up the basket and puts it outside our front door, kicks it really quickly, and slams the door. And we're like, "No! What if it just comes out and crawls back in our house or something? Or it doesn't leave there, it just stays there."
Yeah. Because that's where we put our trash, yeah, too.
So, we run out the garage door and up the stairs to our second floor front door, and we see that the mouse is still happily living inside of the cardboard tube. We walk up one flight of stairs onto a large landing in a huge opening.
Right. It's an open window. It doesn't have any glass or screen or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to shake it out the window onto the ledge below.
Yeah. However, you shook it a little bit too hard, and
at first I shook it, it didn't come out. It was clinging. And then I throttled it a little bit, and it still wasn't coming out. So then, I took a step back, stepped forward as hard as I could, and flung the mouse out of the basket.
It flew out of the basket, bounced off the roof below us, and fell about 2.5 stories down into the snow below. At least, we hope it fell into the snow. Like, oh no!
You think it died?
Oh yeah, it died.
No, it didn't.
It died. I think someday we're gonna find Samson's tail on one end of the clubhouse and his eye on the other end, okay? That's all I think. I personally think he didn't land in the snow. I think he somehow landed on the sidewalk that was cleared off.
We saved his life. He would have died in the snow if we hadn't intervened.
How do you know?
What mouse climbs onto your hand and stays there unless it's almost on the point of death?
If I was a mouse, I'd climb on your hand.
Samson went back to bed, not much hair left on his head. Ate a slice of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. Oh, we couldn't bring the columns down, yeah, we couldn't destroy a single one. And the history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even.